Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and to week 30 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I am doing the best I can. I can give myself care and compassion even when I'm overwhelmed. All right. This is something that I feel like is important for us to be able to say to ourselves. And with these affirmations, I hope that you're visiting them and revisiting them throughout the week, right? I'm doing the best I can. And I can give myself care and compassion even when I feel overwhelmed. Sometimes when we feel overwhelmed, we get frustrated with ourselves. We judge ourselves. We don't give ourselves compassion. And an exercise you can do is like think about if you had a friend that came to you that was saying what you're saying, experiencing what you're experiencing, would you berate them? Would you judge them? Would you tell them to, you know, get it together and do better? No, you probably would say you're doing the best you can. Even if you have some feedback for them about what they could do better, you'd be like, you're doing what you're doing, and I want you to have compassion for yourself. You probably would be saying something like, because X, Y, and Z happened, like, I get why you're feeling this way or why you did this. Now let's have compassion for ourselves and let's think about what comes next. And so this can be an activity you can do when you're feeling overwhelmed. Think about what you'd tell a friend. If you had a friend come to you telling you what you're experiencing, what would you tell them? Typically, that softer, more supportive, more compassionate response is what you need to be given to yourself. And if you're not giving it to yourself, it's worth asking why, but it's worth shifting. And you know, maybe you need to do that exercise of a friend. Like you can envision them in the chair across from you, or you can text them, like put in a note, like what you would text them, which is really a text to yourself. I want you to think about how you can cultivate that compassion for yourself, because that compassion really comes from a place of love. And right, we're trying to cultivate that self-love. So that compassion you so freely give to others, I want you to give to yourself. That love that you can sometimes so freely give to others and the no judgment, I want you to give to yourself. So this week asks us to think about like, what are we juggling and what are we kind of what's on our plate, right? And then when we think about all the things we're juggling and what's on our plate and we take stock of it all, how do we feel? How does it feel to see all that we have in front of us? And how can we show up for ourselves in patience with compassion to be like, yep, we got all these things we're juggling. Let's figure out how we're going to navigate it. And so you might be a person that's about lists, or you might be a person that puts things in your calendar, or you might be a mix of both or something else. But it's important to be able to be aware of what it is that you have in front of you. And here's a piece that I think sometimes we fault ourselves in that we think, oh, we're overwhelmed. Oh, we got to like do the thing to figure out how to like not get overwhelmed or to do all the things. And this week, one of the reminders is that sometimes doing less when we're overwhelmed is just what we need. So we might see that we're juggling a whole lot. And so if you've ever juggled, not like I'm a master juggler, but you know, like you can be juggling. And if you were to like freak out and be like, I'm juggling, I need to do more, whether it's faster or more rigid, you actually can mess it up. It's a rhythmic thing. You kind of got to be in a flow, and sometimes doing less is actually doing more. And so how can you have that perspective with yourself? And then I want you to think about how you can be the best you can be. And so we've talked about this a few weeks ago around cultivating your peace. Like, what do you need to do? Do you need a journal? Do you need to be out in nature? Do you need to set some priorities for yourself? Maybe even some boundaries, right? And think about like what you value. When you look at everything you have on your plate, or I actually, rather than everything on my plate, I think about like all the things that I'm like holding and trying to carry, right? I have to have some priorities. You might've heard people say like, if you're going to drop a ball, don't drop the glass ones. Like which ones are glass, which ones will bounce, and be willing to have that conversation with yourself. And know that we all have ebbs and flows in terms of responsibilities, that to be overwhelmed doesn't mean you're not doing things well. It just means you got a lot on your plate. So how are you going to manage that? Back to last week, how are you going to do hard things? So I invite you to think about how you can have that compassion for yourself, how you can acknowledge that you're overwhelmed, but not let that acknowledgement of overwhelm stress you out even further, right? That's why we think about how do we cope? What do we do when it's hard? How do we cultivate our peace? So I'd love for you to share with me in the comments how it's going for you as you think about having more compassion for yourself, cultivating your own peace, doing hard things, and find me across my socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. Thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.